Yeah, that's valid. Okay. I've noticed I just say, like, that's valid just to anything. God.
It's okay. Listening to myself talk, I say the same like five responses, but it's fine.
Sound so Californian.
That's
I mean, we all
valid.
do, but that's so, like, valid. Anyway.
Welcome to Purple Hour Podcast, a journey through the discography of K-pop sensation BTS.
Welcome to Purple Hour Podcast.
We missed you.
I know it's been so long. We're getting the hang of it.
You know,
But it's rough.
consistency, it can be rough
That's
when you
that could
procrastinate.
be, yeah, but also the lack of consistency, that could be our brand.
It's true. We're claiming it.
But also, real talk, it is very hard to figure things out and like make plans as well when one person works like a 9 to 5 and the other person works retail.
I'm like, I'm free
Like,
on the weekends, and you're like, I'm not.
I'm free later in the day. I'm usually not like.
It is hard to plan, and that's part of the reason why we have two people. We're breaking it into two people episodes because planning with three people, even more tough, honestly.
Planning and recording with three people is a step above.
Editing
So,
can be rough. Editing can be rough, people.
editing can be rough. But we didn't introduce ourselves.
We did it. Hello,
No,
everyone.
Ooh, hi. We can
It's
tell that you're usually the person that intros.
okay. It's okay. They should know who we are at this point. But hello, everyone. I'm Anjanae.
Hi, I'm Becca.
We're
I
back
mean,
at it
maybe this is
again.
someone's maybe yeah, back at it again. Minus Lexi this time.
Lexi,
So
we
this is
love
our
you.
first Lexi. Love ya. I'm
This
excited
is.
to hear. I loved hearing your guys's conversation about oh my God, yet to come last time. That
Yeah, I
was very nice to
remember. I
hear.
love that you like listen and add a commentary because it's interesting to listen to other people's perspectives. I feel like Lexi is always thinking about production, and when I'm like listening and looking at lyrics, I'm not thinking about that. So I like that she is.
I'm just kind of not thinking, I feel like a lot of the time.
But you are. You're not. You're
Thanks.
thinking
Thanks
about.
for
You're thinking. I feel like I overthink, and you just take it for face value, and you're like, I don't know. It's good to have
I
different
like to make
perspectives.
jokes.
Yes,
I got
you
jokes.
keep it lively, where I'm like, let me overthink anything and everything that I can. Which I couldn't really do with the song. Oh yeah, by the way, this we're talking about
Yeah, we
like.
Yes, this is our first song where you guys actually voted on it. So that's pretty fun. It was
Yes.
between no and like, and you guys went with like. So that is what we're going to be talking about.
Yes, if you voted on our Twitter poll, thank you so much. This is for you.
Yeah, and what is that Twitter? Just we say it at the end, but like what's that Twitter? Just to
At
get it out there.
Purple Hour, at Purple Hour Pod, please
At Purple
follow
Hour Pod.
and then listen, keep listening, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts so other armies
Yes,
can
yes.
listen as well.
Yeah. I was with a friend of mine recently and they handed or I took their they were driving, so I took their phone to like control the to add like a song to the playlist or whatever. And they were on their Spotify homepage. I saw Purple Hour. I was like, that's so funny.
Your friend's listening. That's awesome. Hello, Becca's
So,
friend.
oh, I mean, they listened to the first episode. I don't know if they'll listen more.
Hopefully,
Because,
but
I
that's
mean,
still amazing that they listened.
I don't really know a lot of people in real life that listen to BTS. Well, I mean, like, did you think I was just going to end it there?
Yeah. I thought you were saying, I don't know a lot of people in real life. And I was like, oh, what about me?
No, but I mean, like,
the way you pause, no, but, I'm
like,
sorry.
You're, like, the only, like, army friend that I like. I mean, like,
I'm honored.
Like, the person that I see, like, on a regular basis who is into BTS. You know what I'm saying?
An in real life army friend.
IRL.
I know. We never told our listeners how we met, actually.
No, we haven't. Our story about meeting is quite funny.
It's funny, but it's natural, and I love it.
So raw, so natural, so fluid.
We didn't have to use the Twitter Mutual to in real life pipeline.
No, we actually met in real life. I was at work at my insert retail job. And
wait, I feel like I always, we should tell our own versions of the story, because I'm always interested to hear how you were feeling, because I feel like I'm always describing our story.
It's just so funny. We sound like Namji right now, just being like, yeah, we've known each other for like so long and this is how we met, you know, like just bringing. We're talking about it like a couple.
Literally, every which time. Which is what Namji, you always have to be like, did you know we've been, like, we've known each other for 11 years? Did you forget? Like, they will remind
no,
you.
No, literally.
It's true. We do sound.
Like, okay, Namji. We know. You're married. Must be this.
Please.
But, so I was working, this was probably like a busy Saturday too, because you had the day off.
I think it was.
And Anj was wearing a Blueberry Eyes shirt.
I was.
And I feel like, kind of, if you know, you know, the like yellow long sleeve one that looks very aesthetic. I really like that shirt. And so I told Anjane, I was like, I love your shirt. And she was like, thanks. Clearly, like, not understanding that I like knew what it was from.
Most and people I don't think it's remember. An anime.
It does look a bit anime-ish. I'm gonna be real, which
it's I okay. It was fan it art. I can't believe
rocks Max. Such a good aesthetic. Oh, you did! Dang it. Okay, what are okay? I'm just gonna. I never stopped it because I figured it would be easier to sync up the audio if I never stopped it. Should I stop it and start it again?
That's fine. No, it's fine. I'll just cut it all.
Well, that was weird. Okay. Restart the story. I find this to be kind of funny. But
okay. The technology always fails me, you know? I don't think my phone dropped, but it might have been my phone call dropping.
I couldn't tell. Probably I don't know how you're supposed to know. Are you recording again? Or
it's okay. Fine. I am.
Anyway, anime, not anime shirt.
Yes. So, Blueberry Eyes shirt, looking kind of like anime.
Yeah, just looking very aesthetic. And I said I liked the shirt and I could recognize it. And I don't fully remember the story because I have a very awful memory. Eventually she was like, wait, do you know what this is from? And I was like, yeah, bud.
Me shook. And someone else knows K-pop in real life.
But like, yeah. And then I rung her up and that's when we were talking about it. And then later... She, like, found me in the middle of the store. I can, like, remember where in the store she found me. She was like, Anj comes up to me. She's like, it's cool if not, but, like, can I have your Twitter? Can we talk?
What if you imagined you didn't have Twitter, though?
That?
Then I would have had to been like, can I get your number?
can I get your number? I would have definitely thought you were hitting on me then.
I wanted an army friend so bad.
I know. And you got one. And I got one.
I did. You did. Let me say from my
perspective. What was your perspective?
Okay. So I'm walking into said store with one of my other in real life K-pop friends, but they only like girl groups. So, I mean, I love girl groups. Don't get me wrong. I love Twice. Mm-hmm. But I had just become an ARMY and I really wanted another ARMY friend. And my friends will indulge and like let me talk for a little bit. But it's not the same when someone understands you. But yeah, I'm going to check out and Becca's like complimenting my shirt. And I've had people and men specifically comment on the Blu-ray Eyes shirt being like, that's such a cool shirt. Like, what anime is that? And I have to be like, oh, stop. How do I break this to you? That's I was so taken. Funny. I know. That's why I know that it looks like an anime shirt because people tell me it looks like an anime shirt.
Just the idea of a guy like probably being in like a flirty way being like, hey, I like your shirt. What anime is that? And you're like, actually, it's K-pop. And he just runs the opposite direction. Please. Just does an about face and books it.
He's like, red flag. I'm just kidding. Anyways. So I'm taken back that Becca, like, might actually know what this shirt is. And I'm like, oh, you like Yoongi? And she's like, yeah, I love Yoongi. And I was like, oh my god, my friend that was with me is like painfully like shy and gets embarrassed when random things like this happen. And she's like, Anjane, you can't talk to her, you can't ask her for her Twitter. And I was like, I have to. And I wasn't even thinking, like, actually in the moment
I see her, I'm gonna be like, you tried to stop this.
She just gets embarrassed about anything. Like, we'll be in a car, like, I'll want to like turn up the like music we're listening to, and she's like, oh my god, I can't be perceived. Just people are gonna look at us right now. You're blasting this song. Anyways, I love you, Emily. In the moment, I didn't even consider that you wouldn't have Twitter. I just thought that you did. Thankfully, you did, or yeah, that would have been really embarrassing. So I like thought about it, and I was like, no, I gotta do it. And then I went and found Becca, and I was like, let me get your Twitter, and the rest is history.
I just love that you like seeked me out in the store. I love that.
I was gonna say it as I was checking out, but then I just thought about it too hard, like I do everything.
Yeah,
and the rest is history, and we started hanging out. We went to PGLA.
Well, and then I remember the first time we like hung out was like right after the Butter music video came out, and we got breakfast food specifically so you could take an Instagram picture of your pancakes.
Yes, but hot butter. Oh my gosh. Classic ARMY. How can I make this about BTS?
No, literally, I went to a completely, show unrelated to K-pop, this last weekend. Yungbae, if anyone's curious. But I had to constantly be stopping myself from talking about BTS. I mentioned BTS all the time. I should have, a swear jar. But for me talking about BTS out of nowhere.
We should do that.
Actually, I'll have to send you, or Lexi, the picture to get posted because of my lock screen. My lock screen right now is a picture of Jun from his Instagram. And my friend saw my lock screen and was like, who is that? And I was like, who do you think it is? Think about it for 1 second. You know me. And then they were like, that looks like such a boyfriend-ass picture. I was like, yes, exactly.
Yes, it is. It's my boyfriend.
It's my boyfriend.
Yeah, I just haven't mentioned it. Lexi. I will say that's why I do put boyfriend photos as my lock screen. So in case any random person thinks Taeyong is my boyfriend, I'll let it pass.
I am waiting. You know those like videos of people doing the straight interviews and they just like make people uncomfortable usually, but you know, there's like the, oh, what are you listening to? But then there's one version that's like, oh, what's your lock screen?
And oh, really?
I saw several of them and I was like, where are the K-pop stands? Hello? What? Where are you?
Need a K-pop edition. You have real people as your lock screen? Who are you?
You can spot a K-pop fan, like,
of course, like out it's about, always the subtle like. Hints. The subtle BT21 merch.
I also just feel like if you see someone, like, okay, when we go to the K-pop store in San Francisco, shout out Sarang Hello. But whenever we're, like, on that street, I'm always, like, looking around and I'm like, they're going to the K-pop store. They're going to the K-pop store. Like, you could tell. They're just someone going to this restaurant. They're going to get albums. You could tell.
We are so obvious K-pop stans. We can't help it.
I'm obvious about everything in my life. If I don't wear everything with a... Oh, my God. All right. No. God, hopefully he doesn't keep doing that.
I know. I hope not. I hope not. But anyways,
Except I don't remember what we were talking about at all, which really sucks in the context of a recorded conversation.
It's fine. Let's just sync up and start talking about Jack in the Box. Okay. Anyways. Ah. So, let's talk about how we've been having the most breakless break with the members.
So I feel like
we've been getting more content.
Since, oh yeah, chapter two. More content.
Chapter two.
Less shirts. More content. Less shirts.
Nudity.
And now Red BTS is back.
Oh, the serotonin. Sorry. I don't know why I forgot about it for a split second. It just changed my entire mood.
Oh, I'm so glad.
I love... Red BTS is so special.
Also, since recording... I don't know if since recording for you, but since recording for me... they launched in the Zoom. I just got a notification saying my hearts are fully charged, so we're gonna end it here.
You're like, I'll be back.
And I am, I don't remember what level I'm on.
You have to find out what level you are.
Okay, if you hear the music in the background for a second, I'm sorry.
I will say, as someone who does not game frequently, I love the game. It's so cute, and the fact that the goal is to make them all happy, how fitting.
That's so cute. I'm on level 1,215.
That's fitting. Anyways.
And, and as far as today's missions, if I click on it, it says, congratulations, you've completed all of today's missions. Please wait for the next update. So I've done all of the story elements. I have no more of that.
Oh my goodness. You know, I am probably at an embarrassing level, like level 67 or something, really low. But I still play.
That's healthy. Also, okay, this is funny. I'm sorry. We'll talk about Jack in the Box for like in a second. Anyway,
No, it's all good.
I downloaded because I would run out of lives, and I'd be like, "Man, I'm bored now. I want to play more." And so,
you want me to send you hearts?
Candy Crush.
BTS really have turned us into Candy Crush moms.
No, for real. Except here's the thing, guys. I don't like Candy Crush very much now that I'm into the Zoom. Like, it's just inferior. I'm going to be real.
ended Candy Crush just like that.
I ended it. No, literally. I think for a while on like one of the games, my mom was like number 24 in like the world or some shit. For
that's yeah, awesome.
My mom is definitely a Candy Crush mom for like a minute, but she hasn't played in a long time. But yeah, it's just like, it's not as cute. First of all, it's not related to BTS. Why would I care? Second precisely. Of all, it's like, weirdly, I don't like how shiny the candies are. They're creepy. I don't like the dude's voice that comes out and he's like, tasty, or like, whatever. It's so much better when the, like,
when I have Jimmy voice actor on.
When you have, like, Yoongi being like, da da da.
Doing the little dance, da 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 da.
Whoever? Because, like, it's not their voices. Yeah, like, it's not. No. But whoever they got to do Yoongi's little voice.
I like when you pick him up and it's like, leave me alone.
You're just holding him up.
Can we talk about how some of the inside jokes in the game are too real? Like, who knows all of our, like, inside jokes?
I'm not gonna lie, as a June stan, sometimes it hurt my feelings a bit. I was like, leave him alone. He's not gonna ruin everything just by touching it. He's so smart.
I know, they're like,
clumsy. I understand.
Namjoon must have touched it. It broke.
No, literally. He cannot catch a break in that game.
Oh.
It's so bad.
I know. My goodness. Another thing to spend my time on. Relating to BTS, of course.
Yeah. And then I downloaded a Rhythm Hive.
Ah, I've never played because I feel like I wouldn't be that great at it, and
it's really stressful.
Yeah, it seems like panic inducing.
But I feel
depending on the level.
Yeah, true. But like, for some reason, the first level that gave me trouble was Spring Day. I was like, this is giving me conflicting feelings.
Oh no, you're like, how do I play while I'm crying? Shall we talk about Jack in the Box?
I mean, yeah, I'm gonna be honest. I haven't, like, done, like, a super in-depth, like if when we get to talking about the songs, I'm going to look more in-depth with it, but I haven't gotten really into it, so I'm mostly basing which ones I like based on, like, how it sounds.
Gotcha. What are your favorites? I like them all, of course, but
yeah, I mean, he's not capable of making a bad song. I don't think that this is the case.
He never had a bad verse.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to do that. I do like all of them. I liked Arson more when it first came out. But now that I've, like, listened to it more and more, I think my favorite track genuinely is More, the first single. And I just love Equal Sign. It's just sweet. And I love the version with IU. I wish that was on Spotify. It's not,
his
right?
Interview with IU, it's not. His interview with IU was so sweet. She's so genuine and, like, read all of his lyrics. Why can't Western interviewers be like that?
Because they would have to translate it and, like, actually look into what things mean, and that's asking a lot, I guess.
Yikes. But, Equal Sign is very cute. It has great lyrics. Let's see. I still feel strongly I really like Arson. But I say Safety Zone is my favorite.
Yeah, I knew it. You are definitely, I mean, yeah. It's, like I said, he's not capable of making a bad song. Like, he's just not.
He's not. Whatever he sampled is so good. And the lyrics are kind of sad, but, like, really good. Like, what is, you know, your safety zone? Like, we all have BTS, but, like, Hobie was like, but where is mine? Like, not that Army is in his safe zone, but you know, when you're in the public eye, it's kind of hard to find a safe space. But I'm so proud of him and his set at Lala.
His performance was amazing. His energy was like, his stage presence. I don't know how to speak. Sorry. But
me, when I try to think about anything that he does.
Yeah. Every time I think about Hobie Palooza, though, I always think about how these random people heard, like, Ego live before me and other armies who deserve it. Who heard, like, Hong Sung live?
And Daydream.
Daydream.
I can't believe it. The crowd
Army
was
phobia.
So loud to baseline. I love watching that video and over again where the crowd is, like, almost, like, louder than him. It's insane.
God.
It's what he deserves.
Also, side note, I would have been too scared to break it, but when I was at the Young Bae show this last weekend, I kind of wish I would have brought my Army bomb. I think that would have been really funny.
It would have been hilarious.
I would have definitely somehow broke it. I don't know how, but I would have done that.
No.
I did see someone taking a picture with a Nintendo, like a DS.
Oh my goodness.
That was really funny to see, like, in the crowd. I was like, did I just see someone taking a picture with a DS? Yes,
I did.
They
just whipped out their DS mid-concert.
Yeah, the DSi, I believe it was. Not even like a 3DS, I'm pretty sure it was a DSi.
What the heck? I haven't touched my DS in years.
Oh, me neither. But
that
is
so funny.
It fit the vibe.
It did. Wow.
How
do you feel as a June bias about his collab and Sexy New Kim?
Mm-hmm.
Speechless.
Yeah. I feel perfectly normal and sane about it, is how I feel. I feel completely rational.
Feelings.
And I have zero thoughts pertaining to writing or anything like that. I just appreciate
listening
the art, you know? I appreciate the art is what I do. No, but for real, that's a really...
So talented.
Great song. And also... Oh my god, this is so embarrassing. The dude who he's on the song with. Oh no.
Bombing Tiger?
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
I remember because of the art, the cover art.
Anyway, his voice is sexy as fuck on that, like, chorus.
Yes.
As well.
As soon as we got a clip of the song June was going to be on, I was like, we're done for.
No, literally, you showed me the clip and I was like, oh no.
If June matches his tone, we're done. Also, June said that his next mixtape will be coming out before the end of the year.
Oh, really? When did he say that on his live?
Yeah, for his birthday live, he was like, yeah, I'm almost done with my album. I hope it comes out before the end of the year. Yeah. Casually.
I'm sure, like, he'll just kind of drop it, you know? That feels like something.
On brand. He'll just drop it with, like, some A-list collabs, you know?
Or it'll have, like, no collabs.
Yeah, that's true. I would like a no collab. I feel like, I don't know. It'll be interesting. We're waiting for you, Namjoon.
It's been so long since we've got, like, since Mono.
It has been really long time.
When did Mono
and he said
out?
He's really changed. 2018? 2019. Was it the same year as Hope World?
It sounds like it.
I think so. Whoa, it has been so long.
Hope
Oh,
World
I'm
was
excited.
2018.
And Mono was 2019?
Well, when you just type in mono, what pops up is infectious mononucleosis. So let me just go
That
ahead
should
and
be
type
changed
mono RM.
immediately.
That was
Shouldn't my
2018 as well.
internet?
Guy,
What?
forget about this all the
What?
time! Mono was released on my birthday, dude.
For you.
How do I always
It was
forget that?
Destiny.
It was 2018.
The same year.
Yeah.
Whoa.
My God, I'm sorry for that was such an intense reaction. I don't know how I forget.
It's perfect. It was meant for you. Oh my goodness.
So yeah, Hope World
That's
came out before
crazy.
Mono. I don't know why I always remember it being like flipped.
I
But
think I remember that Hope World came out first, like a few months before. Maybe they planned it so they would have solo projects like super, like in the same year. I don't know. You think they would split them up?
I feel like they just end up working on like solo stuff at like the same time because they're not working on stuff together. So, makes sense.
That's true. Oh, I'm ready for all of their solo stuff. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I need to decide if I'm gonna buy a photo book.
So I guess they are releasing their photo books around each of their birthdays. That's what
Yeah.
it's looking like.
I saw something like that, so that means that, like,
Jimin is next.
Jimin is next. I'm thinking, because that means it's gonna, like, be a while before we get, like Yoongi, right?
Yes.
I'm thinking about, like, the
Yes.
pattern of their
I
birthdays.
have time to save for Tae.
You do. You do.
Even though I just bought
It's Christmas
his
season though,
Vogue.
so.
I know. His Vogue magazine. I bought four of the covers. I had to. I'm so proud of him. He looks so good
He
and did
looks
every
so
model.
good, but it also like it barely feels like it's even worth mentioning. Like Tae is ridiculously attractive. The sky is
It's
blue.
unfair. I
California
know.
catches on fire. Like, these are universal truths that
It is a fact. Also, I was gonna say, my phone listens to everything I do and everything I'm near and gives me all these creepy ads, but my Google doesn't know when I type in mono that I mean mono by RM.
That's actually hold on, I didn't think about that. That's a great point. How did you not figure that out? Hey, my internet knows more than anyone that I am way more likely to be talking about the album than the fucking kissing disease.
Right? Like, you stalk everything about me and you can't fix my Google for
You
me
can't figure that one out. You can't figure out that I'm not
least.
looking for that. I thought you were about to mention, because I just mentioned wildfires, how funny it would have been, funny in quotes. We were potentially going to record this on Tuesday, and I was thinking about how funny it would have been if while we were recording, the earthquake happened, because
I know.
like, could
Oh,
you imagine? Now we just have our phone dropping out every 5 minutes, so less
I
exciting.
know. I know. I hope it won't happen again. But you guys, there was an earthquake in our city, literally in our city, and
Yeah,
I've
like the
never felt
epicenter.
an earthquake. Yeah, I've never felt an earthquake before. And I was just trying to eat dinner, and suddenly the whole table is shaking,
Oh,
and
you
I'm
were
like,
eating?
I was eating with my roommate and I felt it. I felt the first shake and I was like telling my it stopped and I was like, "Hey," I was like, "I think we're having an earthquake." And he's like, "Oh no." And then it happened again. He's like, "Oh, maybe we are." And I'm like, "Oh, this is so unsettling." Thankfully, it stopped in like 30 seconds, but
Yeah, earthquakes don't last very long. I had my headphones in, and I was like, what's going on? And then my dog ran into the room, scared as shit, and I was like, oh my god, we're having an earthquake.
Oh no, poor animals. They have so no bad. Idea what's going on. They're like, everything's shaking.
I feel so bad for them. I wish I could talk to them.
I wish I could read their minds, at least. Telepathy. Gotta bring it back, you know?
Yeah, gotta bring it back to BTS somehow. It's my specialty.
Always.
Also, just real quick, I did write a note while we were talking about In the Zoom. I should have brought this up. But I love the song Yoongi did for it. Yes. It's so, like, atmospheric and lovely. And
what? Man, what can't he make, like, a track for? He did the Verizon thing. He did thing for their like, what was that? The story they were doing? Graphic? Oh. Or was it on a webtoon? Sorry.
Oh! Stay Alive! I forgot that that was attached to, like, something.
I did, too. They already write their own fan fiction. It's called...
Like...
The Notes.
It's like, I forget that the BTS World soundtrack is, like, a soundtrack to the BTS World game.
Yes!
Because I never played it. I've never
played that. Yeah, I think it's for the better. I don't know.
Also... I just wish I would eat up a Yoongi lo-fi thing. I know that that song is not lo-fi, so don't come at me for that. But it makes me think I would love, like, Yoongi making chill beats, chill raps to relax and study to.
Yeah. He's always talking about how he wants to do, like, different genres. Like, he could produce anything for any vibe, I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. He's just too talented.
Too talented.
Too talented. Leave some for the rest of us.
Yes. Do we? Yoongi, marry me.
Yoongi, marry me.
Do we want to start talking about, like, 40 minutes into the episode?
I know, this always happens. Yeah. Shall we talk about, like, are you ready?
I mean, yeah. I think we mentioned it earlier. There's not a lot, like, I feel like not a ton to talk about.
That's true. Let me hit with the facts, and then we can discuss.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, is the sixth track on their debut album, Too Cool for School. It was released June 12th, 2013, written by Slow Rabbit, RM, Suga, and J-Hope. Rap line is typically on most of the songs from their early... just in general, rap line typically is credited. They have a slow jam version of this song that was released for their repackage, School Love Affair, almost a year later. I like both versions. I love this song. That's all my facts. Nothing too exciting, but...
but sorry, what were you gonna say?
You know, listening to this song and reading the lyrics and looking at the performances, I think sometimes I forget that BTS were literally teenagers when they debuted.
Oh yeah, it's so weird, like, listening to the song and then seeing, like, this song doesn't have a music video, so that's another reason why there's not as much to kind of sink our teeth into with this. But I'm so sorry I say so many times. Oh, God.
Just thinking.
But the like, main performance that would pop up of just them performing it live in the same fits that they would perform, like, No More Dream and We Are Bulletproof Part 2, which is really funny because
they performed it at their showcase set, like, at their debut.
Yeah, it just, the like sonically doesn't match that visual at all, you know?
The Army Pedia version is more fitting.
That is what I was going to mention, because you said you are out of fun facts, but so I didn't know what like Armypedia was. Did you know what Armypedia was?
I did, but I've never watched it. I've seen lots of clips.
I've seen clips from it, but like, you know, there's so much content.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to BTS, there is a certain point where you're just like, I'm not gonna ever see all of it.
You can't.
Okay, well,
perhaps one day.
Yeah, so that there's another little fun fact is they did a video. Okay, so during Armypedia, they did a little quiz game thing, and the winner mm-hmm. was Taehyung. And Taehyung gifted his prize to Yoongi, which was the, like, focus, the fan cam of him during the performance, which Yoongi wasn't thrilled with, which is why he's running around like a little child.
Explains it.
Yeah,
I was always curious why he, I thought he was just being cute.
That is also another possibility. He does that.
Sometimes. That is a fun fact.
Yeah, but I didn't realize the scale of Armypedia as well. It was this giant, like this was a live stream of them kind of talking about it and like mm-hmm. during the event. But it was this huge like puzzle scavenger hunt event that had mm-hmm. over 2,000 puzzle pieces hidden all over the world.
What? Really?
Yeah, I literally found this out today as I was like taking notes about this.
That's so cool. I didn't realize it was that extensive.
It was huge, and it was about it covered like trivia and stuff from their BTS's debut to February 21st of 2019. Like I said, there was over 2,000 pieces, 2,080 Whoa. Pieces.
I love that.
And yeah, it just was like this huge event that took place in 2019. And I wasn't an ARMY like as it was taking place, so I never knew about it and knew about like the scale of it. Yeah.
Whoa. The more you know. That's why we do this podcast. We gotta learn all the details.
Yeah. I was like, because I always wondered, I was like, where this, it's like just such a random video, which by the way, mm-hmm. I love this song because it's an amazing song, but also I've listened to it so many times because of that video. Because he's so freaking cute in it.
I think, if I'm recalling correctly, Tae's wearing, like, a big poofy jacket.
Yes. Aww. Yes. And a hat.
And a snapback.
Yes.
They were I so just, cute. Because
Yoongi's got the very, like, tight skinny jeans with his tiny little yes. legs. And he has, like, this huge sweater that just engulfs him.
So precious.
Love it.
Thanks for that fun fact. What the heck?
Yeah, of course.
So, where do we start? Like, coming back to, like, reading these lyrics, it is very, like, teenage drama. That's why yes. I was reading it, so, and, you know, as someone who started stanning them as, like, and has only stanned them as adults, like, reading these lyrics, I was like, and then I had to, like, remind myself, they're literally teenagers at this point.
They are literally teenagers. I, just to give, like, a kind of a rundown, so the premise of the song is kind of an acceptance and or a growing acceptance of a breakup, and, mm-hmm. you know, you're, like, seeing your person that you broke up with move on with their life, and other people are taking interest in them, and, you know, that kind of you don't know what you have until it's gone mentality. But something that I also really like about this song is, especially as getting towards the end, there's this kind of just acceptance of it, you know?
It's also interesting, the play on the word like, and also like the liking aspect of Instagram or just any social media making it worse or like harder to get over someone.
Yes. Which,
if you're, you know, if you're stalking them and seeing other people interact with them and you're trying to get over them but still missing them, it's just a vicious cycle.
Yeah, there's one lyric that's like, out of curiosity, I look you up and there are so many likes. And it's just like talking about like looking up someone on their social media. And I have in my notes here, if you break up with someone, you should go private out of courtesy. I think you should at least soft block them and go private and just force them to
I know, because it's the concept is like they're kind of like torturing themselves like through the likes and communicating through their likes of still liking this person's photos while looking at whoever you're with and like being like, oh, I miss you, wish no one else was with you, but
yeah,
I keep stalking you. It's like it's addicting. But there's also like this dramatic like teen angst. Like I have this line written down that it's like, though your heart cut me out without mercy, like a guillotine.
Did you just say like, guillotine?
Yes, that's the lyric.
No, but
a guillotine.
It's guillotine.
I thought it was well.
I'm so sorry.
Is it guillotine?
It's guillotine.
Oh, that's not how my teacher said it.
Really? Wait, am I saying it right?
You could, you know what I meant. Like chopped out, like what they used to cut off people's
heads.
Like
chop their head off.
Yes. You know, we can look it up. But
what do you think I'm doing right now? I'm so sorry. I'm such a know-it-all. I'm so sorry.
Guillotine.
It is guillotine.
Well, I blame my teachers for...
I blame my teachers as well. They should know that. Sorry. Sorry for being a know-it-all.
Okay.
We definitely would have gotten a comment from someone saying it, so...
I hope not.
Okay, maybe I'm just an asshole.
Also, I like the references to, like, Korean texting apps. Like, KakaoTalk, do you know? I only knew it because I had downloaded it before because someone had tweeted about it. And then I realized it was what most Korean people use to text. Like, they don't text, like, on their phones. They use this app instead.
I have heard that there are, like, certain places where the data is just, like, so much more, like, expensive or slow or whatever the reason may be. So, basically, everyone uses a kind of, like, a texting app. Why did you download it?
I don't know. I was someone was like talking to me, and they're like, "You don't have KakaoTalk?" And I was like, "What's that?" And just downloaded it to see what it was. And I was like, "Well, who am I gonna talk to on this app?" So I deleted it.
Literally,
that's the only reason why I got the reference.
I would have guessed that it would have come up on like K-dramas or something, and that's where you would have gotten it.
I think afterwards, yeah. I like knew the reference.
I mean, yeah, I guess it's different because typically, at least from my perspective, those kind of apps I associate with, what are you up to? You know?
Sus.
No, literally, but, you know, in other places, that's the way to, you know, communicate over the phone or text. But you talking about it being kind of teenage angsty, I remember when we were first talking about this song, I was like, is there a nice way, is there like a positive word for corny? Like, said in an endearing way, and I really don't want people to come for me for saying that. But like,
no, it is.
It's just kind of like cheesy, corny, cutesy, you know.
It is. That's. I think that's how it was meant to like come across.
Uh huh.
I mean, the chorus is literally something like, "You look so much better now that we're not together." Even pretty better woman.
After you became a stranger to me, pretty woman.
Who says that? It was cute. It was just, it's cute.
Yeah, it's, which is so funny in contrast with, like, the No More Dream and the We Are Bulletproof of, like, kind of, like, trying, and even, like I said, their look in that initial, like, debut. How when they were performing it, they were still in the look from the other songs. It just
it was a complete contrast.
Yeah, it's such a contrast.
Like they're dressed up like all tough, and they're like
exactly.
I miss my ex.
They look like they're gonna like break a skateboard over their knee, but they're like, I miss you, baby.
Literally. It was funny to read these lyrics after like doing two songs that have like that I overthought a lot and had
that are
a lot
like
of,
really
like,
deep hella meaning. Deep. Yeah,
and I'm over here like, how do I make this deep? It's not that deep. They're just jealous and sad.
Yeah, which like a relatable. I spent a good amount of my life being jealous and sad.
No.
I take it back. I didn't mean that.
I mean, relatable.
Oh, I'm getting a little too real.
But, I mean, it did get a little bit real by, like, bringing in social media.
No, I mean, like it's a real relatable song that, like, that's the thing is, like, if you've ever been in a relationship, you understand this kind of feeling, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not the deepest one in their catalog.
No, and that's fine. Not everything. Yeah. They are diverse. They can do it all.
Yeah, and I love that this is on their first album.
I just love it. I love this, like, the sound, the production, and the lyrics make it even better.
I know. Oh my god. Like, I love, especially in the Armypedia video, in the beginning, when Jungkook always just gives me such, like, choir kid vibes.
He's like, star kid.
Ha, 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 ha. Like, I don't know.
He is gonna remind you that he can sing, and you will not forget.
Oh my god. And I know he's just doing it. I know he just opens his mouth and gold falls out, but like it's still like, all right, take it down a notch. I
he's
love
so
them
precious.
So much.
He's such a baby.
He is literally older than me.
It's fine. He's still a baby.
He's not older than you, though. So.
He's not. Just like Yoongi will always be taller than me, but like he's shorter than me in my brain. You know?
Is he taller than you?
Yeah, he's like 5'8", 5'9". I'm only 5'6". That's crazy to think about.
I'm like
Yoongi and Jimin are taller than me, but they could fit in my pocket.
He's like barely taller than me. He will fit in my pocket.
No matter what.
No matter what.
I don't
what.
Care if he's taller than me. Did you have anything else you wanted to mention about like?
Yes. So we, the main source that we have been used, that we've used for lyrics is dulsetbangtan.wordpress.com, right?
If you guys want to follow along with
yes, and you should, because we're not like just reading it verbatim, so like you should just in general with anything in life, you should do your own research as well. Just
you
a little,
should.
Little tip from me to you. but I just found this so funny. So there's a line where I believe it is, hold on, let me find who it is. It is Yoongi. In his verse, he says, "I wear a goblin's hat and secretly approach."
I wrote this down.
Yes. And in, if you look, so I also read the Genius lyrics, just for another, like, another perspective,
yeah,
another translation. And it did not, it just, it didn't say anything about that. It just says, "But I wear a goblin's hat." Would stalk you.
And you'd be like, yeah.
And it's so
funny.
Dulce
has a lot of direct Korean references to
Yes.
explain.
And so they brought to my attention that goblin hat is kind of like the Korean, like a cloak of invisibility kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which,
so they're sneaking up on her.
Also, Genius used the word stalk, and Dulce did not use the word stalk.
Oh, this is why it's important to read multiple translations.
Yeah. Language is so funny. Yeah, so I just really loved that, and I just found it really funny.
I love a goblin
hat.
We both wrote that down.
We both wrote down goblin hat because it's goblin hat. How do you not notice
that? I know,
that?
I was like, I need to explain this reference.
Oh my god, this is so late, but I just saw a note that says, "I love more a lot for someone with no drive and ambition." I'm just
Stop
roasting myself.
Yourself out. Literally.
He said, "My work makes me breathe, so I want more." And I said, Z's. That was my sleeping sound.
I mean, if my work also made me a millionaire, maybe I'd feel the same way.
If I was passionate about what I did for a living, could you imagine?
Perhaps. I'm looking at my notes, and I wrote down, like, some Safety Zone lyrics because I was like, why not? And I wrote, "Where is the ray of light from..." Wow, I can read. "Where is the ray of light for relief in the dark?" And I just wrote it, like, in all capitals, "Damn." "Where is the ray of light for relief in the dark?"
That's so often what my notes are, is me just being like, whoa, dang. Relatable. So relatable. I wrote a lyric down from, like, "It feels like calling or messaging you will make me feel like a loser." And I just wrote, so relatable.
I wrote that down too. Why are we
I'm
the
like,
same?
You know, I never text. I am not great with the whole communication thing.
But we're here. So
but
you're
we're
not
here.
Not bad. Ah, what a fun song.
What a fun, like, cute song. Everyone, go watch the Armypedia Suga Cam video right now.
I'm gonna, like, watch. Maybe I'll find the whole thing. Because that sounds so interesting. All the little clues.
Oh, yeah. I was talking about just the Suga Cam video.
Yes. We'll link it. We'll link it on
there,
our social media.
I think there's, like, 11 million views or something like that. No, 9 million views on that video. I have it open in another tab. I'm probably a solid 2 milli.
I'll have to go watch
that video.
We will link it for sure.
It's very important.
Oh.
What else is there to discuss?
I don't know. I feel like we hit all the points. Is that a wrap on Like?
I think that might be a wrap on Like. Yeah, because there's, like you said, there's no music video or anything to kind of dig our teeth into. So,
everyone go watch Armypedia.
Yeah, go. Yeah. Go watch that. Go watch that video of Yoongi running around, being a little cutie. I love him.
Yugi.
Oh, I was just about to say something and I forgot. God damn it. I don't think I was built to be on a podcast. My train of thought is so bad.
It's fine. It's fine. Mine is too. I'm like trying to redirect myself. Well, you should rate and review us on our Apple Music. Wow. Wow. Apple Podcast. My brain.
Apple Podcast.
I was trying to plug our I was trying to plug our social medias and my brain just
also
like,
on Spotify. Mm. You can also rate us on Spotify.
Oh yeah, I've been doing fun little like polls on Spotify when you listen.
I
can, like, vote.
Fully didn't even know that was a thing that could happen on Spotify podcasts until I saw you post one.
Yay! So I hope, yeah, you guys are voting when you're listening.
And
I try to make them interesting or relatable to what's going on with BTS in the moment.
Speaking of voting, we will likely post a poll on our Twitter for what Lexi and Anj are going to do in our next episode. So keep your eye out for that and vote in that so we know what you guys want to hear us talk about.
Yeah, look out for that on our Twitter, at Purple Hour Pod. We haven't selected two songs yet, but we will shortly.
We'll get this video? No. Podcast. Figure it out. God dang
the
it.
The way we're just, like, malfunctioning. Well, how about TikTok? It's our full government name.
Our full government name. Purple Hour Podcast. And you can find us there on TikTok, and then
I just had a revelation. You could use Yoongi, like a clip of Yoongi from Armypedia on our TikTok. That would be so cute.
I'm
just thinking about him running. My whole time, I've just been my brain has just been Yoongi running.
That is how I feel a lot of the time. I'm not emphasizing this enough, how important that video is to me. Like, I truly have not spoken highly enough of Yoongi in that oversized sweater running around being chased.
He's so precious.
Anyway, so what's our Instagram?
Our Instagram is also Purple Hour Pod. Follow us for some fun stories and updates when we're going to be posting our newest episodes. Yeah.
And maybe one day we'll figure out a solid schedule for this podcast. Who knows?
Perhaps. But if inconsistency is our brand.
If inconsistency is our brand, then, like, I mean, shoot. That's a great point.
We'll see ya when we see ya.
Yeah.
But yeah. That's a wrap on Like. Yay.
Yay. I mean,
thanks for listening, everyone.
Have we ended it in the past? We just give a good old thanks for listening?
Thanks for listening.
Borja.
Are we creating an outro? Borja. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Stop. Yeah.
We'll think of an outro eventually.
Well, like I said, one day we'll have a schedule. One day we will be consistent.
One day. Bye, everyone. Okay. Bye. Thank you for listening. Bye.